That person was paying attention to the terrain and letting God in the night season pull out some things that he was trying to put in them, because he's desiring to see more fruit abound to their account.
Celebrating 32 years of ministry, you're listening to The Word of Truth Revealed with Bishop Merton L. Clark, author, speaker, and lead pastor of Truth Revealed International Ministries, a spirit-filled fellowship of believers located in Palm Bay, Florida.
Join Bishop Clark for the message, When You Cannot Trace Him, Trust Him. Today, Bishop will be teaching from Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verses 1 through 4 and 11.
Ecclesiastes, the third chapter. I want to read verses 1 through 4, and then verse 11. And then verse 11. That's Ecclesiastes, the third chapter, verses 1 through 4, King James, and then verse 11. It'll be on the screen in a moment, and let us move expeditiously through the word, but carefully. Ecclesiastes 3, verse 1, to everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under the heaven, a time to be born and a time to die, a time to plant and a time to pluck up that which is planted. A time to kill and a time to heal. A time to break down. A time to build up. A time to weep and a time to laugh. A time to mourn and a time to dance. Verse 11. He hath made everything beautiful in his time. Also he has set the world in their heart, and so that no man can find out the work that God maketh from the beginning to the end. Part A of verse 11, he had made everything beautiful in his time. I need to do at least a two-part series today called I Hope. That's what it's called. Say, I hope. I hope. And the message this morning at our early service is, when you cannot trace him, trust him. I say it again, when you cannot trace him, he doesn't leave a path of footprints for you to trace. You don't know why or where he's coming from. You don't understand why he does what he does. We've got to learn how to just trust the Lord. So, Father, I thank you for the trust that has been developed over a period of time. And because of your movements and your integrity with mankind, we can trust you. We can trust your word. Scripture says you're always faithful. And what we don't know about you, we've learned through your word. And as I teach, I would ask that you would go before this word and just make it preparatory. Make our hearts ready to receive from you. I pray that you would give us a mind that is ready to receive your word. I thank you, Father, that our hearts will be open to receive the seed of your word. That our spirit would contain it and carry it. And that we would not abort the seed of the word of God before it takes root. Father, I thank you for causing us to grow in hope. I give you praise for helping me to articulate today the essentials of that. And I thank you for building a foundation of hope in our church. I speak to the nation of people that are connected with this ministry and the body of Christ. And thank you for helping people that are struggling with I don't understand God moments. And I pray that you would use this moment to communicate truth and reveal it to nations. To the Trim Nation, I thank you for connecting us even the more. And we will give you the glory, the honor, and the praise for all that you do. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Glory to God. I bless you in the name of the Lord. I need a little bit more fire in the room, so clap your hands and let's give him glory. Let's take a moment and draw a circle around yourself and let's just offer up some praise unto the Lord. Obviously, that's what the Spirit of God wants. So let's give him glory and praise. Father, we love you and bless you in all things. We thank you and we bless you in all things. Lift our hearts. Lift our hearts. Make us ready to receive. In the matchless name of Jesus, we give you praise. Thank you, Lord, for being a faithful God, an awesome God. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. There is a dimension of growth that the Father desires to activate in the lives of his children. There is a dimension of growth, of depth and width and length, thank you, and length and height that God would like to activate in the lives of his children. That dimension of growth comes with a price. It's called stature. For God to elongate you and to grow you, your root system as well as your trunk and your branches and leaves, and to make sure you bear fruit, that dimension of growth that he desires to activate in your lives, in our lives, comes with a price. Stature doesn't come easy. We're here and the test of our ability to rise to another level of commitment and fellowship. To rise to another level of commitment and fellowship has come as well with this desire from God to activate another level of growth in the lives of his children. And what Solomon is telling us in this passage is that when God creates us and gives us life, he laid it all out as a progression. It is a progression and created a season for all things. A season for all things with segments and timelines according to his will for spiritual evaluation. The seasons, the sequences of seasons and times described in Ecclesiastes chapter 3. It's basically God's ability, his way of measuring our level of growth. And he's used seasons to track and see, are we better this year than we were last year at maintaining and keeping a capacity to expand. He said there's a time and a season for everything. In the week that we lose our baby, we also have young people that are graduating from high school, and we have to balance out the ability to mourn with those who mourn, and at the same time celebrate the ones who graduated. That pressure on you inwardly is what God uses to grow stature. And believe me, it is not easy to be pulled in one way and roots to be pulled down under the soil as the wind blows the top of your branches. To smile with those who are smiling, but cry with those who cry. Yet God uses it all to cause another level of growth, a dimension of growth, I would say, that he is really tracking through seasons and times as it relates to his children. I want to visit it again out of Ecclesiastes chapter 3 and verse 1. To everything there is a season. To everything there's a season. If you're laughing now, enjoy it, because there's going to be a season to come where it won't be laughter. And if you've been watching As the World Turns too long, or The Young and the Restless, you think everything is all about happiness. You can't grow when you're happy all the time. There must be a time where, just like you laugh, you have to go through your seasons of mourning. One of the things you shouldn't ever do when a person is mourning, don't come up laughing and patting them on the shoulder talking about it's all right. You got to learn how to synchronize yourself with the seasons that people are going through, especially if you love them. So there's, in everything, there is a season and a time to every purpose under heaven. Remember, God uses these seasons and times to track dimensions of growth. In other words, if he comes to you this year and he's expecting a fig from your leaf and there is none, and he says, I'll give you one more year to produce something before I cut it down. We need to make sure that we take the seasons, the next four, summer, winter, spring, and fall, to really stay rooted and grounded in the word, and you shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water. We must make sure we use the next four seasons to ensure that as God has planted us, we are now able to produce what he designed for us to produce from the foundation of our planting. So when he comes back in the next year and desires fruit, he won't be disappointed again. Verse 2 says, there is a time to be born. Thank you, Jesus. But there's also a time to die. And none of us have power over that season. That's why it doesn't matter how much you have set goals for your life. Remember this scripture. For those of us who are graduating, and for those of us who are moving toward our future, and we can't wait until we get out of mama's house, I just want you to know that there's seasons and times set for every man under the face of the earth, on the face of the earth. And we must remember what Moses says, teach me to number my days, that I might incline my ways unto wisdom. There's a time to be born and a time to die, a time to plant. But then there's a time to pluck it up. Then there's a time to kill. Come on, Ukraine. And there's a time to heal. Come on, truth revealed. And then there's a time to break down. Come on, parents. And then there's a time to build up. Come on with it, parents. There's some time you got to break them down like a shotgun. Then there are times you're supposed to build them up. You need to know what season you're in. You're not supposed to be building up when you're supposed to be tearing stuff down. That attitude, I got to tear it down. That thing that you're dealing with, I got to tear it down. Why? Because it's going to help you to live longer. Then the scripture says a time to weep and a time to laugh, a time to mourn, and a time to dance. Know what season you're in, because God has created dimensions of growth, or put it there. He wants you to grow during these seasons, and he's coming back to make sure that what he's planted is actually performing at that level that he desires for it to manifest. So life is full of contradictions. You may want to write that down for those of you that became Christians because you heard, if you get with Jesus, everything is going to be all right. Well, when you get with Jesus, you're stepping into a war zone, because we wrestle not against flesh and blood. You came out of the matrix of your calmness and your stogies and your gunji, and then you stepped into the kingdom with your kavasade and all of the things you do in your cupboard, and you came into the kingdom of God, and you realize that you're in a war zone. You've been delivered from the matrix when you think everything is okay, and now you're stepping into a real world, and you realize there are bombs bursting in there. But we wrestle not against flesh and blood. You begin to understand that there are true, real contradictions in life. Not in God's word, but in life. Why? Because God has built transitions into this life. Transitions. Sometimes God will allow you to go down a path and you look like you know, you've been down this path so long, you think you know what's going to happen. And all of a sudden you run right up on a pothole that you never expected to be there. And you got to be able to navigate, hit brakes, and go around it lest you mess up your whole transmission. Life is full of contradictions. We set sail in the morning. We've always set sail in the morning, had good weather when we fish. But on this particular day, there's a whirlwind about 30 miles offshore. God has built in our lives and in the sequence of things, transitions, where he uses circumstance to cause us to pivot from one dimension or from one mindset to the next. Unfortunately, you may not have any control over the seasons you'll experience or what kind of storms you may have to encounter or that you may have to face during the transitions, but you do have control over how you will respond to the changes. You can't control what's coming your way, but you can control how you respond to the transitions that you're going through. From that respect, I want to talk a little bit more about stature. So what is stature? I say stature is internal tallness. Grow, trim nation, grow. And when I say grow, really I want you to think about straightening your spine. Stature means internal tallness, but for today's lesson, I want you to write this down. Stature means importance or status. Even now, God is pulling out status by giving you more stature for the things that he's called you to do in the next few days. It means importance or status. And God has taken some people who have been on the backside of the desert and transitioning them into whole new realms of status. We use it in the phrase, someone of his or her heart or stature has showed up. Glory to God. And one of the things that God does through the seasons again that we endure, he creates internal tallness for the next level or the next dimension that he's calling us to. Glory to God. And so don't talk about people if you don't understand stature, because what you call pride may be internal tallness. What you say is arrogant just may be confidence. Confidence, you know why? Because while you were playing during your seasons, That person was paying attention to the terrain and letting God in the night season pull out some things that he was trying to put in them, because he's desiring to see more fruit abound to their account. Pastor just received her license, but that license didn't come overnight. A license came through wearisome toil of burning the candle on both ends and then working tirelessly after getting the education to ensure that everything needed in that particular season added to her dimension of growth. So that when the license comes, you won't be embarrassed with having a license on the wall but don't know what you're doing. Or when the promotion comes, you get the degree, you get the promotion, but you don't know how to handle it because you didn't pay attention to those seasons that he put you in. But I'm talking to a few people that's been paying attention. I don't have to wake you up and tell you, touch your neighbor and say, neighbor, because you're all awake now. If I got to tell you to touch your neighbor and say, neighbor, then you need a new pastor. I'm not babying you no more. I'm not trying to get you to pay attention. If you're not paying attention to life, I can preach myself happy or preach myself sad. You will see no growth in your life. You got to have something in you that said, I want to go ahead. I got hope inside of me. I want to move forward. I want to go to my next dimension and thrive. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. I wouldn't dare ask such a favor from someone of her stature. When you gain stature, there are people that just won't bother you no more. Amen. If Michael Jordan walked in here right now, he got $2 billion, but many of you wouldn't ask him for money. You'd be like, I ain't asking him to pay for my light bill. I asked Bishop, but I ain't asking my. He got the money to pay for your life, but there's a stature. But I asked Bishop, amen. I'm running short. I heard you came off. But Michael Jordan walk up in here, you say, that man got stature. There's just some things I won't even bring to him. Maybe a business idea I'll talk to him, but not my needs. Because when you gain stature, there's some things that don't come to you no more. That's why God is trying to get us to grow a little bit more. Tell you something else. When you gain stature, there's some people you can't hang out with no more. You used to hang out with them and it's cool. But once you start growing internally and sitting up straight, they don't feel comfortable with you. As long as you're slouching, got your shoulders bent, as long as you're down and out and you're just walking around and don't know what time it is or who you are, everybody wants you around. Start growing taller, lifting up your chin. Well, look at them. They're so arrogant. They don't understand that you're now growing internally. They don't know how to interpret that. That's what God is after. He wants his people to be a foot taller than everybody else in the world. Not physically, but internally. That you will stand out when you walk. You will stand out when they see you in the crowd. The enemy can hit you with the best shot, but you're still standing. Good God from Zion. Even if the seasons change, look at that tree, still standing. Even if a hurricane is blowing, it may blow off leaves, but I'm still standing. Look at that building after this earthquake. Look at it, still standing. We got to fix some cracks. We got to check the foundation, but it's still standing. You know why? Because it's founded and grounded on the rock. I want to look at height. The original meaning of stature was actually height. You can imagine that everybody of importance seemed to want to grow a foot taller physically. Metaphorically, we want to be taller. I don't know if a man in his room that doesn't say a wish he had a few more inches. Because something inside of us loves to see others look up at us.
Thanks for joining us for the Word of Truth Revealed. If you were blessed by today's message, we would love to hear from you. You can email us at thewordoftruth@truthrevealed.org. For an MP3 of today's message, When You Cannot Trace Him, Trust Him, log on to our website at www.truthrevealed.org and download reference number 2205-2208. That's reference number 2205-2208.
Bishop has been working on his new podcast, Envision. Where there is no vision, the people perish. This podcast is designed to impact nations. You will be able to subscribe to Envision on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Anchor, or any podcast platform. Let's support our bishop by sharing the news with friends, family, and coworkers today. In collaboration with Brevard Family Partnership, Helps Community Initiatives is looking for volunteers for the Open Table Model. Volunteers should have a passion for empowering and a heart to help individuals work towards self-sufficiency. Contact Loriana DeGennaro at 321-266-0603 for details. The Health and Wellness Ministry, in collaboration with Helps Community Initiatives, will hold a free CPR and first aid training for adults on Saturday, October 15th from 9 a.m. until noon in the Fellowship Hall. Everyone is welcome to attend, and we strongly encourage those serving in the Usher, Security, and Children's Education Department to sign up. Women's Sunday School is still on every Sunday at 10 a.m., so make sure to join Pastor Sabrina in the sanctuary.
Again, thank you for joining us and have a blessed day.